This is a podcast brought to you by the Working Cast Heroes.
Hello and welcome to the Working Cast Heroes Ep 2. With me, Lem Egini.
Fucking hell, it's Lem Egini.
And yeah. Joel Stern.
And Joel Stern.
Joel Stern.
Well, yeah. And Al Johnston.
Yeah. With Lem, you do have trouble with your name, didn't you?
What was one of those Al Johnston songs that he used to sing?
I don't know who Al Johnston is.
He was one of those guys who's, I think, I don't know, it was back in the 30s and 40s. My dad had a lot of tape to him. He used to black himself up and do a lot of that singing. What are they called?
Minstrels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Minstrels, a time when minstrels weren't racist. He was a really popular minstrel.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. And he apparently, from I've heard good things about his voice.
Oh, I'll look him up.
I don't know if we're appealing to our audience, though. Now I look back at
it,
my dad had a worrying number of videos of Al Johnston.
It's funny you should say that, because my mum loves gollywogs for some reason. She's a proud African woman. And
yeah.
She loves gollywogs. We've even got one on the fridge.
I guess racial sensitivity has really, it's increased a notch, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Wants to be PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'll sing an Al Johnston song.
Yeah.
And I'll put a gollywog on my fridge.
Yeah. Lem has a bit of trouble with his name.
Right.
Some of his people always get it wrong. Not like me, but other people. I'm not the only one.
You've got it wrong every single time.
We was going out for a drink with a few people from our work, and so it's obviously Lem's name is Lemuel, L-E-M-U-A-L, isn't it? Lem, is that it? That's not it, is it?
It's L-E-M-U-E-L, not
Lemuel. Like Samuel, but Lemuel.
So we call him Lem, L-E-M.
Is that? What's that called? Is it a palindrome when it's the same spelled backwards and forwards?
Yeah,
is
it? it's almost like Mauam.
Mauam.
Or race car.
That's it.
Or taco cat.
And that was the palindrome feature of Working Cast Heroes. Stay tuned.
We were going out for a drink, and this guy phoned up his wife and he said, oh, the two new guys are coming out for a drink, Lem and George.
Right.
Then when she finally come to the pub, she said, where's Lemon George? She thought my name was Lemon George.
Yeah, but
as a nickname, Lemon George, innit?
I'm Lemon George.
But hang on, so you said the two new guys from
he, work. No, he said to his wife, oh, we're going out for a drink with the two new guys, Lem and George. But she thought he said, oh, I'm going out for a drink with
Lemon George.
Lemon George, yeah.
But that would only have been one person.
Yeah, but she must have said it somewhere.
Maybe she thought that Lemon George was a Siamese twin.
Mm.
Side by side.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Lemon George.
Called Lemon George.
Just a sour guy.
Yeah. There we go.
I can tell you're still bitter about that.
And also, importantly, actually, got an interview with David Cameron, haven't we?
Oh, have
well,
we?
I've actually interviewed David Cameron for this podcast.
Oh, you've already interviewed him?
Actually, I've done the interview yesterday.
Okay.
We'll go to that later, but that's something to look forward to, so stay tuned. Stay tuned.
So, Joel, George tells me that you've met Joey Essex.
I have indeed, yes. I have had that privilege.
Yeah.
And how did that come about?
That came about very simply, Lem. I was helping out. I was running on a Celebrity Juice episode where it featured Joey Essex.
I see it on your Twitter.
You did see me post that, yes. It's rare.
What did you call it? For all the people that said you'd melt to nothing.
Well, that was it. I have had a lot of people over the years who have been quite insistent, meanly so, that I will amount to nothing. And I just wanted to put that picture up there to show them that, you know, small people can achieve great things.
You are somebody.
Yeah.
I think that's what he proves, doesn't he?
Like, if you work hard, if you study and work hard, you will get to where you want to be.
Exactly. Absolutely. Do you know what I mean?
Your dreams will come true.
Your dreams, you've got to just knuckle down, work hard, and look at him.
His slogan for the Joey Essex brand is Joey Essex, turning dreams into reality.
Mm.
TV.
Thank you.
TV show. And you actually adopted that. And
I mean, you are absolutely right. It was It was a mixture of emotions going through at the time. It was quite a profound meeting for everyone involved. Tears were shed.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you say to him?
Why did you ask for a picture?
Why did I ask for a picture of him?
Did he ask for a picture of you?
It was a mutual thing, really. I was serving drinks behind the bar after the show. No one really asked anyone for a picture. I was serving him a drink. He looked at me. I looked at him, and it was more of an unspoken communication, and we both just nodded at each other silently. And there was this music playing in the background.
Yeah.
And I said, "Joey, let's do it." And then the rest is Twitter history.
Yeah. Well, Beautiful. It's a lovely photo. Also, got some news for you. Lem, you knew about this, didn't you? Joel, I'm not sure if you've heard. Have you had any emails lately? Has anyone ever spoken to you?
As a matter of fact,
since the last podcast, has anyone ever spoke to you since?
It's funny you said that, because that was 3 weeks ago, and I thought that I was getting an unnormal amount of contact, human contact.
Yeah,
at least.
But I've not heard about this, but it's actually the UK Podcast Awards are coming up, and I've not heard nothing. Lem hasn't heard nothing. So have you heard anything? Because
I haven't heard from the UK Podcast Awards. I'm not going to lie to you.
Weird, isn't it?
That is odd.
What could it be? Why? And that's why we've done this interview with David Cameron as well. Because I think it must be something to do with the government. They must not like it.
It's a conspiracy.
It is. It's definitely. It's all corrupt, isn't it?
If I remember correctly, we did touch on quite a few controversial, potentially some stuff that people, the corporations would want to suppress.
Yeah,
and we all know who David Cameron works for.
Exactly.
Tesco's,
yeah.
George buys his best clothes.
Yeah. So speaking of awards, right? I don't like to brag. You know me, quite humble. I don't forget where I've come from, sort of thing. Like, even though look at me now, but let's forget about that. Let's change. Like Lem as well. You're in the business with me. Yeah, we get invited. I've been to a few awards in my time. Let's just say that. Okay. We actually got invited to an award last week, didn't we? We both got invited to an awards. And do you know what the awards were? These awards we got invited to last week were the Single Mum Awards.
Now, that's confusing for a couple of reasons.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, me and Lem go into the Single Mum Awards together.
Okay. I'm still processing in my mind.
Yeah, because what I find funny, I think it's good to recognise single mums. They do. It must be like it's double the hard work of a mum and a dad. And I think it's good recognising them for what they do. But what I find funny is me and Lem being there, like just picturing me and you there, and people going to us. What brings you here? Are you related to anyone, or was you here with your mum when she bring you up as a kid by herself? That's what I find funny. Me and you just going, we're just here for the.
Here's single mums.
Here for the single mums.
Now, okay.
I mean, look at us, two young strapping men like us. We wouldn't last 2 minutes at the single mum awards, would we?
May I ask?
We wouldn't last 2 minutes.
I mean, that is yes.
Or do you think we might have been the award? That's what they was after.
That could have been it.
That could have been it.
I think that it's a fair point you raise. Now, out of interest, who won the best single mum? What are the factors that you have to get? What factors is that judged on? What are the criteria?
One, you have to be a woman.
Okay, right.
Two, you have to be a mum.
A mother.
And three, you have to be a single mum.
Single.
So that's three criteria that we don't fit any of those.
None of them. Yeah. No children, no vagina, no... single?
No,
married? No.
I'm not single either, so sorry, ladies. So I don't fit any of those criteria.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? I mean,
so all right, that brings me on to question.
What would we be doing just sitting there having a meal whilst there's a single mum awards and me and Lemon just
were
there, like,
you at the award ceremony? There must be a backstory to this.
We didn't go.
No. We were invited.
We was invited.
Yeah. Oh right.
Guests to attend.
Okay. And why would you turn that down?
Why would we go?
What are the prizes? Hang on, look, all joking aside, what are the prizes for that? How do you judge that? I'm sure there's plenty of lovely single mums out there trying their best who aren't nominated for any awards.
Well, they're not as good as the others, are they? Some of them, obviously. Up your game.
Who was the what was the adjudication body behind this?
I don't know. All
bunch of single grandmas.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the ones that have been there and done it, yeah, sort of thing. The veterans of single mums.
I feel like it's very nepotistic. I don't feel like these awards were given on merit. I feel like it's who you know.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's like anything.
Yeah.
The single mum circuit is exactly the same as all the other circuits out there.
Yeah, round.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
And that's obviously why the interview with David Cameron come about
naturally. I'm intrigued to hear what the man said.
If do you want, should we? What I'll do is I'll play the interview now. This is a clip of the interview we've done.
David Cameron, first of all, thank you for agreeing to do an interview for the Working Class Heroes podcast.
Good morning.
Right, so I'll start off with the main question. Last week it was the UK National Podcast Awards, as you know, and we didn't get nominated for one award. Now, it's nothing to do with our poor content or the fact that hardly anyone listens or anything like that. It must be something to do with the government. Do you care to explain further?
I don't regulate. In fact, I barely ever issue instructions to my MEPs to vote in this way or in that way. The MEPs have their own leader, they have their own group, and it's not something I just don't routinely look at the voting behaviour.
But Dave, we know you're the reason we didn't get nominated. We know it has to be you. It can't be any other. You can't have any other explanation. It has to be you and your party. Now, what do you need to do it? Did you have to do it? We've not even had an email. We've got one Twitter follower, and that's me.
Here's the point I really want to make. Why do we need to do this? It is not some ideological obsession. It's not because we're desiccated accountants. It's because I think it's right for our country. It's right for future generations.
Well, okay, then fair enough. But all it is a podcast. We may one day, if we can get enough tweets or if we get enough followers, it could turn into a little business and we could maybe make some money out of it. But at the minute, it's just a stupid podcast. I don't know why you need to get involved.
If you're looking
to be honest,
at a business doesn't say, well, we've made 5 or 10% efficiencies. Let's stop there. Let's just now start spending money again. A good business serving its customers looks for efficiencies.
Yeah, but we know it was you who deleted our votes. We know it was you.
I've tried to have free votes where possible on these sorts of issues. But I'm responsible for the votes here. I'm afraid, it's not a very good answer.
No, it's not a good answer. It's not a good answer at all. I think given some time, we could have a good podcast. But if you keep preventing us from that, then how are we ever going to make it in the podcasting world? I think we have got a good podcast, but we can't even vote for ourselves. So you're not helping us one bit, to be honest, not one bit. You should apologize.
Sorry. You're right. That's
okay. I accept your apology. But let's go on to another political matter. In the last episode, Lem informed us that you're trying to ban internet porn. Now, I think you must be the only person in the world who thinks this is a good idea. And there's only one reason to why you're doing this. You must have never seen a porn film. So yesterday, you told us that you've got 10 Downing Street to yourself. Lem kindly lent you one of his DVDs and you watched it last night, didn't you? So what did you think after watching your first porno? Have you changed your mind?
I thought it was excellent. I thought that was just the sort of television programme we need because it's very much a direct conversation without too much intermediation from anybody else. And I thought, actually, I really enjoyed it, actually, halfway through. I thought, I'm enjoying this. I wish I could go on for longer.
No, trust me, that does happen to the best of us. It's hard to make it through the whole film, trust me, yeah. Another subject. What about Jeremy Corbyn? Whoa, Dave, come on. You can't go dropping a C-bomb like that, mate. It's a family show.
Sorry.
That's all right. Let's change the subject to something a little bit lighter. Now, you promised me earlier that you can do the best chicken impersonation in the world. So can you back it up?
I think it is right to keep the promises, and I don't think we should break that promise.
Well, go on then. Let's hear it. Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm glad you're in charge.
Thank you.
That's actually really good.
So you go. There's the interview with David Cameron that he was all looking forward to.
He doesn't like making difficult decisions, does he?
Nah, he never has. No. And it's
What I hate about him is that why he didn't just come out right there and say, look, George, yeah, I did that. He's always got to beat around the bush. Mm. And that's the problem with politicians.
Well, it's a typical politician, isn't it?
Yeah. You never get a straight answer, do you?
No.
No, never.
Would it have killed him to have just been like, all right, yeah, working class heroes, you're treading in some dangerous territory. A lot of heads are rolling. I've had the Ministry of Defence up my arse all week since your podcast aired. I've had to take it down. Why can't he just give it to us straight?
I'd rather him be straight. I like straight, honest talking politics, to be honest. Yeah. And he's not. No, there you go. There's your politicians for your people. Have a listen to that. There you go.
Fucking politics.
Yeah, exactly. Another subject. A northern man has left a trail of terror across London by attempting to interact socially with everyone he meets. On the tube, on the train, on the bus, he's literally spoke to everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's weird, isn't it? If anyone looks at me in the eye on the tube, I'm like, oh no, what do they want?
Turn away.
Again, we live in that kind of culture, don't we?
Yeah. It's not weird per se, is it? It's not like a weird thing, but just on your morning commute, you don't really want to have a chat with a stranger.
To anyone in the morning. It's a lot of effort, isn't it? Stranger.
I'd love it. I'm lonely all the time. Every day I get on the tube, I pray to God before I go on the ground. I was like, please, someone just notice me, just talk to me. It never happens.
Well, maybe you should be like this guy. What's his name, George?
His name is Stephen Malley. So if you're out there, Steve, you know, talk to Joel.
Yeah,
Stephen Malley, not me. Steve. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want anything to ever do with you.
Same.
And I'm same as Lem. But Joel. Joel, do you want to give him? Should we give your mobile app now?
Yeah, 07809683979. Steve,
that's a terrible idea.
Give me a call anytime, day or night. I don't think you understand how desperate I am for just any form of human contact.
So
thank you.
You can get an Oyster card together, top it up, and just go on a little trip around London on a bus and chat.
But it does. It just goes to show society. There's me crying my eyes out on the tube in the morning, obviously looking out for support, and no one
looking for a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, and not once have I ever had someone say, "Ah, what's up, man?"
That's Steve, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you're getting the same train every morning,
yeah, crying,
is it the same one?
Bawling.
And it's with the same people commuting, and you're doing that five times a week. Well, then obviously they're not going to talk to you. They're
crying aggressively.
I think you need to change your carriage.
Yeah,
you know, least, everyone gets the same carriage.
At least change your carriage.
They know how needy you are, so they can smell it on you.
That's true.
I mean, just go on down.
I wouldn't talk to anyone. I don't like talking to people in the morning anyway. Even if I like them, I don't want to talk to anyone until past 10:30. Then I can have a chat with someone. Until then, I don't really want anything to do with anyone.
Mm.
So, but I was on the tube on the way home last week. It was a busy Victoria Line. It was mobbed. It was busy. And there's some guy who keeps staring at me. And then he's sitting down as well. But I think, he literally got off of his seat in a busy train, walked towards me on the tube. And I think he wasn't English. I think he had an African accent somewhere. Lem, where's you from? Your family from?
Ghana.
It was, say
one
Ghana.
Of those?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Ghana.
Because you sound distinctly Ghanaian to me, Lem. When I,
yeah, he sounded just like Lem.
When I met you 2 weeks ago, you spoke and I was like, is it Ghana or is it, I can't, it's one of the ones
it's
around
Ghana
there.
Ghana or Ethiopia, I don't know.
Mm,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, really close countries.
He was African, he was from Africa, and he just come up to me on this busy tube and went, how would you do like an African Ghana accent?
I don't think I want to do it right now.
Okay.
I want to do it.
To be honest, it sounded quite French in his accent. So I'm just going to say how
French.
He sounded to me. I'm not sure. He might have even.
It's not racist. Don't worry. You can do it.
Cheers. It's green light from Lem.
Yeah.
And Lem is mixed race, everyone. So there we go.
Yeah.
Green light.
And I'm Sri Lankan, and you've got a green.
Green light from the Sri Lankans as well.
Did anyone ask for a green light from the Sri Lankan?
No, I don't think.
You get an amber.
I'll get an amber.
Amber's all I got. It's all I got. You get an amber. You get an amber from me.
just go.
So
ahead.
He goes up to me. He goes, excuse me. And I go, all right, mate. He goes, you look like Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. and then he goes and sits down.
Is it just because you wear glasses? That's the only reason why.
Yeah, I think so. And then I started telling people, and they were like, you really look like him. Have you seen Jurgen Klopp?
No. I have seen Jurgen Klopp.
Do you think I look like him?
I do not think you look like him, no.
Nothing like him, no.
I haven't seen Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
So Jurgen Klopp is skinny.
Yeah.
Slim. Slender.
Mm-hmm.
George he's not good tone. He's not got. He's not muscly, is he? Like
George's about 150 kilos.
George is not 150 kilos.
At least 150 kilos.
Maybe pounds.
Of pure fibre.
Yeah.
First time I saw you, I thought you were a giant mango.
Yeah.
Are you not a mango?
No.
Are you it's human?
Right. It's a normal guy.
Are you Jürgen like, Klopp?
And then people keep asking me, saying, "You look like Jürgen Klopp."
So this isn't the only time.
No, because I told people that, they were like, "Oh, you really look like him." And then, but this is just some random guy on the tube.
Oi, Jürgen.
Shout that in the street.
You know,
if I go past like Goodison Park in Everton, I'm just gonna get beaten up.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know the phrase: if someone calls me a horse, I punch him in the face. The second person calls me a horse, I tell him to go fuck themselves. If a third person calls me a horse, hey, maybe it's time I start looking for a saddle. And I feel like,
is that a saying? I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's a common one.
It's a lengthy saying. Yeah. It's not the most concise of sayings. No, I believe it was used around the Midwest, around USA.
Not in London.
No, not in London. No. I think this is also from. I got it. I saw it in one of my dad's Al Johnson videos. But it is a saying. You just have to take my word for it. The moral of the story is, maybe if enough people have said you start looking like Jürgen Klopp, I don't know Jürgen Klopp. But if maybe you should just start acting like him.
He's German, isn't he? And he's a good manager.
You need to dress like a German guy.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really got that.
I've not got that yet.
You're halfway there. You're white, you've got glasses, and you're slim.
Mm.
That's Jürgen Klopp.
I am basically a half. Yeah. I mean, I can't think of any other guys like that apart from me and Jürgen Klopp.
Exactly.
I can't think of any white, slim guy who wears glasses.
No. Name one. Go on.
I can't.
See?
I can't. I think me, and this is actual character, he's not even a person. Me, Jürgen Klopp, and Austin Powers.
Yeah. The only three.
We're the only three. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine you guys had like a TV show. Like,
and this week on George Austin and Jürgen.
Yeah.
Tying up the crazy loose ends from last week's episode. They are up to all manner of shenanigans.
Do you know what I think it's going to be like? It'll be the same layout as like Jersey Shore. Geordie Shore, and it'll be like me talking to the camera going, like, Jürgen's okay. Like, with a side view of me talking to the camera going, but the thing is, he thinks he can manage me, and no one's ever managed me because, like, I'm that sort of guy. I just go with the flow. I don't need a manager.
I was thinking more of like
sitcom. Okay. Yeah, I was going for the reality
George,
TV.
Don't put the cheese out of the butter.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Austin, you put away that mango when you're finished eating it.
I really like your accent.
None of that made any sense.
Actually, so, George, I heard you don't know what bae means.
No, we were talking about words of the day or words of the year.
So, so there's...
words of the bae.
So, guys, do you know what the word of the year was?
Word of the... Oh, I heard this on the radio. Wasn't it an emoji?
Yep. Do you know what emoji
I was going to say OMG.
Well, so you're close.
OMG.
Yeah, you got most of those letters in there.
Yep.
Emoji. Oh, but that's short for oh my God, isn't
emoji.
It?
Yeah.
Or oh my goodness.
Do you know what emoji it was, Joel?
Wasn't it the crying face with laughter?
Yeah, the crying laughing face. Do you use many emojis, George? I can't imagine you being much of an emoji type of guy.
I'm not, no. But I thought emoji just meant any face. I never knew it was that
face. No. Emoji, they're like all those faces and things.
Is it like love hearts as well? Like, you can put
those are emojis.
How do you pronounce that?
Emoji?
No, the crying laughter face.
Crying laughter face.
How do you pronounce that? If it's word of the day, then it surely must have a pronunciation. All words have to be able to be pronounced.
I guess you have to cry laughing.
Mm.
Doesn't that take a lot of...
Yeah, that's not that funny. Nothing's that funny, especially over text. If someone texts me something, I might go... It never escalates or to me crying. Like, imagine...
Calm down, mate. sometimes you have a bit of a lull when someone says something quite funny or texts you something funny.
What I don't understand is are they crying with happiness or are they crying with sadness and laughing at the same time?
I think it's more of a crying and laughing.
All right. So for example, what I mean is, one of you just throw a joke out there, throw anything out there.
Oh, do you know what? I actually see this sign earlier and it made me piss myself. Do you know what it is? Do you know
what I thought said? That was the joke. No,
I see a sign earlier and it made me piss myself. Do you know what it said?
What?
Toilets closed.
Oi!
That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's that.
You know when you laugh so much and so hard that you can't really breathe, so because you're strangling yourself slightly, your eyes are just watering.
I think
that's what it is.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah, so go on.
So, like, I had a look to see what the other nominees were. I just want to see, like, what you think, really.
Mm-hmm.
Ad blocker. Yeah, that's shit, isn't it? Brexit, you know, from the Britain coming out of the European Union.
Yeah.
Dark web.
Is that different to the deep web?
It's pretty much the same thing. It's just
dark web.
Just the internet. Just different parts of the internet. On fleek.
No, I didn't know what this meant. And Lem told me earlier, and he said he'll save it for to tell me what it is now. I thought it just meant like, oh, he's on fleek, like he's on form.
No.
That's what I thought
Do
it
you
meant.
Know on fleek?
Oh, you're on fleek. Yeah, you're good.
If someone said on fleek,
Do you know what it means?
I don't know. If I had to guess, I'd be like, it'd be like, if you got something on for you, you want on fleek elf or something like that.
you've got
a bit. If someone said, oh, you're on fleek, I'd be like, what is it? Where is it? Where? How long have I had it on me? why didn't you tell me earlier?
Or why don't you just say, oh, you've got bird shit on your shoulder?
Yeah.
Why can't you say that? No, on fleek is like, I've got these shoes on fleek. It's like they're like.
Nice I'm so sorry to hear that.
The Oxford English Dictionary defines it as extremely good, attractive, or stylish.
Oh, so I was on the right page, though. Like, oh, he's on form. He's on fleek.
Yeah, sort of.
I've
got.
But you wouldn't say like Robbie Fowler's on fleek, would you?
I would say he's on form.
Is it on fleek as in the French, as in ENFLIQ, or is it on space fleek?
FLEEK.
FLEEK.
Yeah.
So it's something.
All the kids are saying.
So it's
nowadays.
So it's two words. Yeah. So it's if something is on fleek, then it's good. That's a good thing. A good thing to have.
We're on fleek. Yeah, on so, fleek. My coat's on fleek.
But so
this podcast
this podcast is on fleek. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, I don't know if you heard, but this podcast is on fleek. So
here's another one for you: lumbersexual.
Lumber.
Yeah, I don't even want
to. No, hang on. Now, we can work this out through deduction. No, lumbar is it's part of your spine, isn't it? You got your lumbar spine.
Well, yes.
So a lumbar sexual can only
spine sexy,
just specifically lower spine.
Mm.
A woman likes to touch men's
spines.
Lumbar.
Yeah, those would all.
No, all of those are wrong. A lumbersexual is a young urban man who cultivates an appearance and style of dress typified by a beard and check shirt, suggestive of a rugged outdoor lifestyle. The reason why I laughed is because I currently have
a check shirt on.
And a beard.
Like this word might have been shoehorned into the note
list. Yeah, lumbersexuals
out there.
Lim's just trying to start something.
Out of interest, who is it who introduced this word into today's topic list? Was it you, George?
No, well, I did, but I've never heard of lumbersexual before, funny enough.
Oh, right.
So, weird, isn't it?
Maybe I just snuck it in there.
I think there's another lumbersexual, which is skinny white guys with glasses. I think that it could also mean that.
They're called Jürgen sexuals. It's also in my
Jürgen.
What do you call sad Sri Lankan guys on the tube? Basically, there's a lot that's been cut there. There was a load of racist terms that were thrown around there that unfortunately didn't make it to air. Things got real. I had to go out. I had a little cry. I'm back now. We're all fine again.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry about that.
Nah, it's
2015.
Right. It's 2015, lads. Grow up.
Exactly.
Also, if any, because we're getting a few listeners now, aren't we? Does anyone want to buy a keyboard? because Len wants it. Len wants it.
Is this really what it's come to, guys? Trying to flog
that shit.
Yeah. If anyone wants to buy a keyboard, email working. Oh, we've got an email. We've not even told anyone.
Yeah.
Working.
I didn't even know we had
a Twitter.
And we've got a Twitter.
We don't.
We've got bloody Twitter, haven't we?
Yeah. How many followers have we got?
One, me.
Oh, nice.
I'm not even following.
Len's not even following.
I didn't even know we had one.
Yeah, and the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yep. That no one knows about.
No one knows about. We don't want to sell out, so you know.
Yeah.
But if anyone does want a keyboard, email theworkingcastheroes@gmail.com. I think that's it, isn't it, Lem? Actually, Lem wants to buy the keyboard. How much are you going to offer me for it?
Tenner?
No, it's a dear keyboard. It's worth about 200.
So 20?
I'll sell you it for 100.
So let me
think about it.
Right. Now I'm absolutely baffled right now. So what's happened? You've set up a podcast to flog keyboard, basically. To flog
just one keyboard. I've got other keyboard. Shit. You've got other stuff. That comes
out of interest. What other stuff? Entry. What other stuff have you got? If you were going to sell anything,
I've got a drum kit as well.
Oh really?
I've got a drum
bloody
kit.
Bloody hell. When did you play it?
When I was like 14, I played.
You're interested, aren't you, Lemmy?
Yeah. I'd love to have a go on some drums. Really weird. Where do you keep them?
In the loft. I've got a keyboard and a drum kit in the loft. But the drum kit will be for the third ep. I went through. Well, when I was 14, I played the drums, and then I stopped when I was about 14 and 1 month.
Christmas came and went.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
Okay. The drums.
And then when I was about 17, I was really listening to a lot of Elton John and Chaz and Dave and Billy Joel, and I was like, right. I want to play
Al
the keyboard.
Johnson.
I want to play the keyboard. I can be one of the best keyboard players, and I could write like fucking good romantic songs, and people would just be like, oh, this guy is amazing. Like he's beautiful, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just never learned how
to. So you mean what? Write romantic songs on the drums?
No, keyboard.
Phil Collins. Keyboard.
No, when I was a drummer, I was like more of Keith Moon.
I don't know.
The Who drummer. I just wanted to go mental with him, yeah. Smash him.
For then when I doesn't know, The Who is the intro to CSI.
No, but CSI. You should know The Who anyway. People.
How does it go? There.
Who are you? I really want to know. I woke up in the old town where policemen knew my name.
And I will always love you.
That's it.
That's
the. But so that was my drumming days. Drumming days are gone now. Now I wanted to be a keyboard player and be like a Elton John, Billy Joel sort of thing. And keyboard's just too hard. Mm. So if anyone does want a keyboard, Lem's offering me 50 quid, but I'm willing to take higher.
Pretty sure I said 10 and 20 quid.
No, 50 quid.
Racketeering.
Lem, you'll have 50 quid. Joel, you don't want a keyboard, do you?
I'm all right for a keyboard for the moment.
Okay, if anyone does want a keyboard, workingcastheroes@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it. And on that note, if you could, if you're listening... 10 listeners.
Yeah, if you are listening, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
Mum, do you want a keyboard?
I haven't actually told my mum that I've done this podcast. Like, not at all. But anyway, that's on the side, right?
Okay.
Follow us at Cast Heroes on Twitter.
Yeah, Cast Heroes on Twitter as well, people.
Was that our genuine plug?
Yeah.
By the way, the plug is Lem hasn't told his mum that he's got a podcast.
I haven't even told my mum I've got a podcast yet. Anyway, follow us at Cast Heroes if you want.
If you want. If not, I'll just have it listen to the other podcast, I suppose.
Yeah. Listen to something else.
Listen to something else. But remember, we have interviewed David Cameron, and actually, enough of it, email us or tweet us. Probably email, because we probably won't get any tweets. And if we get emails, I can pretend we did, because there's no proof that we didn't get any emails.
Exactly.
So I can say, oh, we've got loads of emails coming in. We haven't got any.
Mm.
But if you'd like me to, or Joel or Lem, to interview any other person, then let me know and I'm sure we can organise it.
What we need is PR.
Yeah.
Right, brainstorm, PR ideas. Let's go now.
Mm.
I think a big billboard up somewhere where you wouldn't expect a billboard to be.
Where would you not expect a billboard?
Right outside the Natural History Museum.
Bang outside. Just a picture of us.
Bang outside.
It says Working Cast Heroes.
Hanging
download
up, you
now.
Know the big dinosaur, the big brontosaurus it's got in the reception?
No.
We'll have a big Working Cast Heroes sign. We tie it on over its neck like a little necklace. Boom. That's us made overnight.
Yeah,
but other, and the people that go to history museums, they're not going to want to listen to this. I don't think we've been in that one. Sure. Oh, we had a good Genghis Khan chat.
We just talked about the Mongols.
Yeah.
So,
oh, is that not the demographic we're going for?
Why? No, we're going for keyboard players. People after cheap instruments.
I wish I knew that wasn't our demographic before I made notes on Mongolia. I would have gone for a completely different vibe.
You could have, sold your guitars and that.
Yeah. Oh, God, all right.
I want to know a weird a publicity stunt. That's what we need, don't we? I thought the David Cameron interview would be enough, but if the public want more, the people have spoken. If they want more, we'll give them more. That's the sort of thing we do here. That's the sort of thing we're about, isn't it? We give people more.
We give people what we want. Crowd pleasers.
So, but then that's what I was thinking. I don't want to sell this keyboard, and then
so why are you trying so hard to sell it?
And then next year, think, oh, you know what? Could have been me. I'm watching who's a good keyboard player? Jules Holland or Tom O'Dell.
Who the hell?
He's a young keyboard pianist and that. Jamie Cullum.
Penis.
And I'm watching that thinking, why did you say penis?
Yeah, penis.
Oh, I thought you said penis.
No, he's a young... Tom O'Dell is a young penis.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all that's... I don't know how you don't know. Yeah. Jesus. What kind of podcast penis do you think this is?
Yeah. How old are you?
I didn't. I don't want to sell it. And then watch Tom O'Dell, penis, and think, oh, I wish I didn't sell it now. Have you ever got rid of anything?
I want to just clarify something. So the only thing I want to sell stopping it to you them. From. So you wouldn't want to sell your keyboard and then see them be successful with your keyboard.
Yeah, with my keyboard. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then thinking, oh, if only I'd have had that, then I'd have been a successful.
Yeah, and I sold it. So if you do buy the keyboard off me, the listener, then you have a year with it, and I get to make my mind up after a year, and you decide if you can keep it or if I want it
but
back.
How long have you had this keyboard?
2 years. 4 years.
About 4 years. So what's been stopping you from being a successful keyboard player in the last 4 years that would have changed in the next year? See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, but that's life, man. You just got to go with it. And you're...
That's also a very fair point.
Yeah.
But that's what
wisdom.
That, so that's what I always think. Regret, like if you regret something, like throwing it, and that's what I think. I don't know if I've told you it, but down in Clacton, like, we had these. Everyone loves a Clacton story, didn't they?
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, we had these two guys on our caravan site called Jim and Doug.
Yeah.
And they were two old guys, and they would go through the bins, the rubbish bins, like, and take out washing machines, tumble dryers, and they'd fix them and then sell them. Mm-hmm. So we had this old shed at the back of my caravan, and it was a shit. It was tin, and it was fucking horrible. I used to hate going in there as a kid. It was full of spiders and that, and it was just dirt. Right. It was horrible. Right. So once my dad was like, no, this is too old. We've got to get rid of it. So he threw it in the dumpster. So we didn't have a shed for like a week. And I come back, and Dad's like, oh, I've got a new shed outside. And I say, oh, where'd you get it? He said, oh, I got it for Jim and Doug. Paid like 50 quid for it. Go back, and as we go inside, we realise that he's just bought the shed that we threw away last week.
So you threw the shed away, and then you bought it back from Jim and Doug, who had they done anything to it?
Yeah, they painted it and made it look nicer.
Well,
and we just bought it back off of them.
You just paid for a service.
Yeah,
I was paid for a shed
renovation. Yeah.
That's what your dad did.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I think so.
Your mum was like, get rid of it. It's fucking shit. We don't want it in the house anymore. He's like, all right.
Boom.
Little did he know. Or little did she know.
Jim and Doug are on the case.
Exactly. Giving a bit of a look at
it's
renovation.
Jim and Doug. And he's just like, Doug and Jim.
Yeah, Jim exactly. And Doug. Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm thinking about the keyboard. I don't want that to happen, man.
So now this is what I
Jim and Doug.
Now this
get
is what's
my
been
keyboard.
Confusing me from the offset. I don't get the connection between the keyboard and the Jim and Doug and the shed. You're worried that what will happen is that you will offload this keyboard. Mm. Jim and Doug will get it, train really hard on it, and become successful.
Like the new Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. Okay.
From my keyboard.
You just don't want to be without. Just in case, like you fancy taking up the keyboard again. Mm. You just want the option.
Yeah,
that's selfish. What that's what it is.
Capitalism. Capitalist.
Yeah, true.
Bloody,
what can I say?
Bloody music hoarder. Hoarding drums.
My loft has just got so many fucking instruments.
You've probably got a studio up there, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many notes have you got in your loft?
So for all you magazine lovers out there, there's a tough bit of news today. Do you like your magazines for your lonely times, Joel?
No, I prefer the company of my own tears, but go on.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. on the
train.
Yeah, thank you. I comfort myself with the sound of my own screams, but that's neither here nor there. Please proceed.
That's just called an emoji.
Emoji.
Now, what are you thinking an emoji is, and how do you...
I don't know. Do I just find out what Bay meant. One step at a time, people.
I'm kind of interested in this.
Yeah.
So she said it was an M as in letters.
No, it's E-M-O-J-I, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Emoji. He's just toying with us.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's just toying with us. What up, E-M-O-J-I's? So in other news, FHM and Zoo, they've now cancelled. They're stopping publishing.
Really?
Yeah. No longer magazines.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Did you used to buy any of those?
No, I'm indifferent.
Is that it? Is that it?
Okay, right. We'll leave it there.
All right. Me and Lem have got yoga tomorrow, Joel, as well.
I'm ecstatic to hear that. What are you planning on doing?
Because, you know, we had a little chat about yoga last time and stuff. And actually, last week, we've been doing in partners. Have you done partners yet?
I haven't had any yoga partners. No, I can't say that.
Well, the teacher asked us to team up. So obviously, me and Lem go together because we're the only guys in the class.
No, what about John?
Oh, yeah, John.
Get John, didn't you?
I forget about it. Sorry, John, if you're listening, mate.
So it's a yoga class of three people.
No, there's like 10 of us.
Oh, there's 10 of you, right? But me
and Lem team up. But you know what he makes you do? Right. So Lem has to sit up on the floor. Think, okay. Stick his legs out. I was going to talk about the other one, which is like funnier. When I stand in front of you. Okay. And then Lem's on the floor doing the splits, kind of sitting down with his legs wide apart. I've got my legs wide apart and I stand in front of him.
Our feet are touching,
but I'm standing up and he's sitting down behind me. Ooh. Then I have to bend over, put my hands underneath my legs, and he has to grab my hands.
And I lean back and pull. gives him a real good stretch.
Wow.
Me and Lem have had some quite intimate moments, haven't we?
We've actually got quite close. We hold hands. We touch feet.
There's not one part of Lem I've not touched since
he's gone. Exactly. Where can a lonely guy get in on some of this action?
No touching feet.
I wouldn't do that with you.
and everyone pair up apart from... Oh, Joel. No, you'll be... you'll be stretching an imaginary person.
Joel, I want you to stand in the corner and count.
Joel, if you'll just get in the fetal position and start rocking backwards. Oh, you're doing that already. Okay, that's excellent stuff. Thank you. You just stay there.
Child's pose.
So me and Lem have really been quite touchy, haven't we, for the past 2 weeks?
That's all right.
Yeah, felt quite a lot.
So you've been going to single mums award ceremonies. You've been going to a lot of yoga.
Oh no, we are kind of a couple now. We actually are.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
We went to an art exhibition together.
We did.
We actually did.
Like, we got invited to this Breaking Bad exhibition. No one else from work wanted to go. But me and Josh were like,
exhibition. Yeah. You're not going to turn down a free exhibition.
I love Breaking Bad. Do you love Breaking Bad?
I'm a huge fan.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't believe you.
No, I am actually. But all right. So then talk me through the art exhibition. So you went in.
We went down some steps. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a bar.
Every detail.
Got some wine.
Mm, we did.
Because we're obviously
We're quite creative, don't we?
And we did a lot of standing around because it was a small room,
right?
Like probably like 14 feet long and 7 foot wide.
Yeah, and how many people were in the room?
Well, it got busier as the night progressed.
Because the actor Sol.
Oh, Bob Odenkirk.
He come.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
You were at an art exhibition with Bob Odenkirk. Yeah. And we've been talking about the word in single mum award ceremonies. How has this not made it onto the list? You were at an art gallery. You were in a close, intimate proximity with Bob Odenkirk. And we're talking about fucking Kim Kardashian's tweets. Who made this schedule?
Sorry.
So what happened with Bob Odenkirk?
No, this is it. It was getting too big. We got there about 6 o'clock, didn't we?
We got their doors open.
But by the way, Bob Olga is, you know, Better Call Saul for this. He's the Saul, okay? And he was getting there about 9 o'clock. We got there about 6, and then at 8 o'clock, me and Lem were bored, so we went. because it was boring. It was small, mate, and there's just pictures of Breaking Bad, and you're meant to stand there. And after you, no, but think, there's a room and it's small. And you're just meant to look at the pictures for ages and go, yeah, that's a good picture. And then after we looked at them, I took photos of the pictures, so I've got the pictures for life.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what else to do. Like,
so everything needs to stop for 1 second. So I just need to clarify this in my mind. So you chose, the two of you, to go to an art gallery exhibition.
Mm.
Correct.
Correct.
You went down there. You had a glass of wine. It was better Breaking Bad art exhibition that you knew Bob Odenkirk was going to.
Potentially.
Mm, yeah.
He might make an appearance.
To me, the only possible motivation that you'd want to go there.
Yeah.
And you left before Bob Odenkirk showed up.
We went there because they had free drink.
We saw the artist, though.
We saw the guy who did all the paintings.
But he did the artwork for Breaking Bad.
Mm. Not the artwork for Breaking Bad. It's just artwork inspired by Breaking Bad.
Trust me, mate. It was really like...
If anyone listening at home, if I'm the only person that this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense to, and please,
why does this not make sense? Us.
I can't believe it. You went to in a gallery that was you were gonna meet Bob Odenkirk.
He wasn't there in time.
Was he? He knew we were gonna.
You left prematurely. Bob Odenkirk arrives and Bob dressed on time everywhere he goes.
Sorry, mate. If I'd have known, I would have invited you. But it's like that Halloween thing,
really,
isn't it?
Well, that's really what I'm bitter about.
Oh, back to that.
Remember when you didn't invite me out for Halloween,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Fair
enough.
That's what happens, isn't it? You don't know what I get up to.
Yeah, the dynamics of this podcast. There's me crying on the tube in the morning every day. And there's you two going off and sacking off Bob Odenkirk. Left, exactly. Right, and centre.
I think this episode has been a lot of self-deprecating on your part, Joel.
Whereas
last we talked about how lonely George
was.
After the space of 2 weeks, I'm really popular now. It's mad, isn't it? Yeah, well, you've got this to come, Lim. Trust me, it's not good, man.
I'll tell you what it was. I met your friend Freddie.
That helps, doesn't it? Does help.
I mean, he helped plummet me into a pit of... Mm.
Perspiration.
Mm. and
brings you up, man. If you feel lonely, phone him, and you know, before you know it, you could even have a bait. Let's walk before we can run.
Yeah,
but bae could come into something.
Is Freddie bae? Are you George?
Oh, you're bae, ain't you, at the minute.
I'm bae.
Yeah,
I think
we're bae and we're
that was. That was the twist of Working Cards podcast.
Yeah.
Freddie was bae all along.
Yeah, the twist at the end.
Freddie was everyone's bae.
I've actually got a subject here before we go. After this, we'll... Because whenever I ask a guy this, right, it's never weird. They always go boom like this. Like, they answer straight away. Right. So it means I'm not the only one that's thought of it. Okay, we'll do this, give our names, and then we'll go. If you was a porn star, what would your name be?
Leamington Steele.
Joel Stern, if you was a porn star, what would your name be?
Samuel L. Jackson.
I like it.
Yeah, I've not heard that.
Have all your friends thought about porn names then?
I have, and then I asked two other people, and they just answered me straight away like that. I'll tell you what mine would be.
So, George, what would you be your porn name?
Mr. McNasty.
That's decent.
I like it.
What kind of categories would you specialise in?
No, we're not going to go into it any further. I'm just going to give you the name.
Yeah. Now I'm intrigued. I want to know what videos Mr. McNasty.
What does Mr. McNasty specialise in?
What genre?
All I thought of is the name.
Off the top of your head, genre.
Genre. Outdoor.
Oh. An exhibitionist.
Yeah. Art galleries.
An art exhibitionist. Mr. McNasty, Pamela Anderson, and Bob Odenkirk in the exhibition.
It's Mr. McNasty time. That's your catchphrase.
Yeah. Someone call Mr. McNasty.
I ain't just mean. I'm McNasty.
Joe, what's your name? Quickly, come on. What's your name?
I don't know. Roger Fathoms. Oh, God.
That's shit, man.
I need to get so poor.
That's a poor name. Do you want to do the podcast, the out thing that you've done last time?
No, it's
going to
be different each time.
Okay, different. I'll give the beat.
Pre-planned.
so we're leaving now.
This has been a Working Cast podcast.
Fucked that one up, didn't I?